And we will read this together. Blessed
be the Lord God of Israel.
For he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we will be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors, and has remembered his holy covenant. The oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham,
to grant us
the rescue from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without wrath or fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And he shall be holy all our time in the Lord's power. For we will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his knowledge and all things to his people, by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God, in the love of my heart and great promise, to give life to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
And the second lesson this morning is Philippians chapter 1, 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Your answer greetings.
Would you believe I forgot something? go and grab what I forgot? Okay, just wait right here for me. Okay, I'll be right back.
Start
coloring on it today. If you want, I'll give you two so that you can give one to your father. And then these coloring sheets, just for everyone out in the congregation to know, we are going to gift these with all of our angel tree gifts that we are sending out, so that everyone gets to know the message of Jesus Christ at Christmas time. And we're going to send it with blank, uncolored, with some color crayons. So just a little addition to our waiting for Christmas is preparing and letting people know about the joy of Christmas. Are we done for the day? Yeah? I think maybe we have one more thing to do. We need to light our candle, right? That's one more way that we can prepare. So Liam's going to help me today. Jack, you can head back if you'd like, or you can stay and watch us as we light the candle. All right, Liam, are you ready? All right. I'm going to help you, okay? Here, you can hold it. I'm just going to help hold it because it gets really tall up here. Okay. So we're going to come over here and we're going to light the first one. This one right here. The blue one. Okay. And do we just do one? Are you sure? It's the second week of Advent. Do you think we only do one? We do how many? Two! You're right! So let's go light this one over here. Alright. Can you blow this out? Oh, let me help. Ready? One, two, three. Good job! Alright, you guys can head back to your seats. Don't forget your coloring sheets! And if adults want a coloring sheet to take home, you know, so that they can share it with their friends, just come up and ask, and I'd be happy to gift you one. Yeah, all right. All right. I invite you all to pray with me. This morning I'm going to pray the words of Mary's Magnificat. I pray that her words will prepare our minds and our hearts for the coming of Christ. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. We ask for these things in the name of Jesus Christ, her Son. Amen.
Amen.
Our gospel reading this morning suggests the best way that we can wait for our celebrations of Christmas and for the second coming of Christ. Instead of sitting around waiting and grumbling, focused solely on the brokenness of this world, we can instead look with hope for the coming of Christ and prepare. This is something that we discussed this week in our midweek Advent services. The Wednesday morning group was drawn to the Isaiah 9 text that we used. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. During our time of reflection and discussion, the Wednesday morning Advent worshipers pointed out how we're still waiting for this time onward and forevermore. We're still waiting for this wonderful counselor, this Prince of Peace, that will establish justice and righteousness forevermore. And while we're lamenting and waiting about how this wait seems so long, but our John text this morning is echoing sort of the same sentiment that the Isaiah text was. John says, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. But notice the difference, the slight difference in language. During the Wednesday morning Advent worship, we spoke of waiting. Waiting for peace. Waiting for justice. Waiting for the powerful to be made low. Waiting for the crooked one to be righteous. Waiting for the rough and the painful and the broken parts of this world to be made smooth. Waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled. But John doesn't say, wait for the way of the Lord. No. John proclaims, prepare the way of the Lord. Waiting poses many problems for me. For me, waiting is a passive act. Passive in the sense that whatever I am waiting for, I have no control over. I must simply wait for it to happen, rather than take action and make a way. With waiting comes the pain of waiting for test results, waiting for relationships to heal, a parched land waiting for a drink of rain. It is the same idea with that classic Christmas hit. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Waiting implies the if only in my dreams. If only in our dreams. But John doesn't say wait. He says prepare, because waiting is different than preparing. In preparing, our if only in our dreams become how can we get started taking steps toward the way of the Lord. In preparing, we have a responsibility. In preparing, there are things we can do while we wait. We are not waiting idly by, staying with the status quo, getting comfortable in our complacency. Preparing means doing something to get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Like when the angel appeared to Mary to tell her that she will conceive and bear a son and name him Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. It's slightly terrifying. There's something safe in waiting, in sitting in the status quo. There's something slightly terrifying in having to do something, to prepare. Preparing the way of the Lord should sound terrifying. Because when we hear John's proclamation to prepare the way of the Lord, we should hear Mary's Magnificat in our heads. Those verses that I prayed at the beginning. She describes the way of the Lord. Scattered crowd, the powerful being brought down from their thrones, the lowly ones being lifted up, and the hungry filled. How might we become agents in fulfilling these tasks? I received a letter from my mother this week. She'd forgotten to send it with my birthday present last month. Her letter was accompanied by the second installment of my birthday present. And we're going to picture that on the screen. Oh, there it is. Her letter outlines many of the feelings Mary must have had as she awaited Jesus' birth. It also articulates how we can prepare for the coming of Christ. So I'm going to read my mother's letter to all of you. Dear Maria, On this day after Mother's Day, I have finally completed this small project. I began when I was on 5.5 months bed rest, as God chose to knit you in my womb. It's a simple knitting project. A kind woman from our church at Mount Calvary Lutheran in Eagan, Minnesota, began with me. She thought knitting to be an activity I could easily do and help to pass the time while resting on my left side as I anticipated a new baby. I have had it in my craft supplies unfinished. Now, roughly 28 years later, with only one section to completion. Unable to find the patterning, making it seemingly impossible to finish. Finding myself on bed rest again following an ankle surgery, I've been knitting again with the help of longtime friend and dad's coworker, Ann Fort. She's gotten me started on basic knitting projects like scarves. Gaining more confidence with my knitting skills, I've been able to knit a simple pattern project and learn some knitting lingo and stitches along the way. I decided to research the round dishcloth as a means to find a pattern to see if the infamous cream dishcloth could be completed. Finally, with the help of Google, I found a free pattern for the 1 ounce lacy round dishcloth from Knitlist on the World Wide Web. Determined to complete the project started so long ago, I began to knit the project from the beginning with new yarn. I was able to recognize the place where I left off on the original and complete the little round dishcloth as you see here. Or here. I brought it with. I hope you find this simple dishcloth special in some way. It was my very first knitting project knit in a time of rest preceding your birth. Perhaps with much anticipation and excitement, or anxiety and nervousness that first-time parents experience. Nonetheless, each stitch, made with love with you in mind, completed now with as much love, persistence, and determination as I had so many years ago, when God granted us the beautiful gift of you to care, nurture, and love. I now present the dishcloth to you, knit with my own two hands. I give you the pattern for the 1 ounce lacy round dishcloth, perhaps to pass on or experiment as you wish in a time most needed. Happy 28th birthday, love always and forever, Mom. Mm. I love her very much. Now, you may not be knitting Jesus a happy birthday dishcloth. Or even a second coming dishcloth. But we're not sitting idly by either, getting stuck in our status quo, being complacent to a world in darkness, to a world in need, which should fill us with much anxiety and nervousness, because we're called to action, to prepare instead. And we should be filled with anticipation and excitement in that. Because we're not without a pattern. John gave us a pattern for peace and justice. Mary gave us a pattern for the lowly lifted up and the hungry filled. And the birth and life of Christ gave us a pattern. Maybe the best pattern for preparation in the whole world for Jesus' life. While we wait for Christ, we prepare by being Christ to those in need. And at first, like that big stitch right there that you can kind of see at the top, our preparing might be a little clumsy, not as tight. We might not be as good at it. But with practice and in time, we get better. Everything we do reflects the love and light of Christ to the world. And as my mother stated so eloquently, we should face each day with love, persistence, and determination. Preparing for the mighty to be made low, the crooked ones to be made righteous, and the rough, painful, and broken waves made peaceful and whole. As we await Christ's coming, the world has been placed into our hands to care, nurture, and love. So John proclaims to us today, same as he did over 2,000 years ago, not to just wait or even to just hope for, but to prepare for the way of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.